Hello, my name is Bruce Webster. Welcome to this demonstration of Pages by Pages. For the next 15 minutes, we'll show you how Pages can help you to write, publish, and present information easily and effectively. Through the use of object technology, including an innovative user interface and loadable design models, Pages offers a complete and powerful document processing solution for today's enterprises. Now let's take a look at Pages in action. Pages by Pages is designed to work the way you do. For example, most people have a standard set of documents which they create over and over again, memos, letters, reports, and so on. Using Pages and Pages design models, you can create custom and even personalized templates for those documents. Welcome to LTI Resorts, a company which runs vacation and business resorts worldwide. You are R.M. Williams, Director of Corporate Relations, and you're launching a program to encourage businesses to renew their corporate memberships early. You'll need to pull in information, text, graphics, tables, and database records from several sources to create the documents required to launch the program. Time is critical, both because you're very busy and because the documents need to be created and released in a fast, coordinated manner. Here, you've created a memo using a custom template. Note that the template already has your name in the From field. Likewise, the date field contains a Pages variable automatically stamping the memo with the current date. Similar variables exist for inserting the current time, the section or document name, page number and count, and auto-numbering sequences. You can use Pages to create all your office documents. The user interface and functionality allow for rapid document creation, and filter and services allow for high integration with the Next Step environment, as you'll see as we go along. You're now opening a letter template that you set up to use Pages' built-in mail merge feature. As you'll see, Pages gives you many options for creating and distributing the resulting personalized letters. Pages' mail merge feature lets you create and edit your own flat file databases. These can then be used for customizing documents. Here, you choose the appropriate database to be used with the letter template, then select records within the database to be merged. Documents created using this feature can be automatically faxed, emailed, saved to disk, or printed. You choose to print the letters, though the fax and email options could have been used by indicating the proper field in the database record. As the mail merge takes place, you see the substitutions being made in the template as each record is processed. Note that you set up a salutation field in the corporate renewal database so that letters can be made even more personal. What could have been a tedious task, possibly needing to be delegated, has instead been performed by you in less than a minute. Productivity is up, costs are down, and you have more control over what gets created and distributed. You now need to create a weekly report for the executive staff. This report follows a format dictated by LTI company guidelines. Again, you've personalized the template by inserting your name in the footer at the bottom of the page. First off, of course, is to let the executive staff know the topic, corporate renewal. Under Pages, editing of titles and other headlines is simple and direct. One of your assistants actually wrote the text for the report using WordPerfect running on a laptop. No problem. You select the import command and choose the appropriate file. Pages filter technology recognizes the file type and brings the text with formatting into the report. You now need to lay the document out according to company standards. You select the first heading and using Pages speed bar, promote it to a floating head element. Command key equivalents also exist. You select the second heading and promote it to a head by pressing Command Shift H. The same approach is used for the list of items found in the report. You select the text, go to the speed bar, and turn it into a formatted listing. Below that is the third heading, which really is a subtopic. You select it and promote it to a subhead. Notice a difference in look and format. Below that is data with tab settings preserved during import. You could leave it as is, but choose instead to create an actual Pages table element. The table heading is selected and an empty table created. Pages tables have three kinds of rows: labels, data, and totals. You will cut and paste the text into each appropriate row. First, you select the labels, cut them, and then paste them into the first label cell. The table element recognizes the tabs as delimiters and fills out the label row. You now select the three rows of data, cut them, and then paste them into the first data row cell. Not only are the cells filled in correctly, but additional rows are created as needed to accommodate all the lines of data being pasted in. Finally, you select the totals, cut them, and paste them in as well. You've now created an actual table element which can be selected, moved, and modified. You decide to do just that, so you go to the speed bar and choose a new style. The table inspector appears. It can be used to change styles also, as well as to make additional layout modifications to the table. While the table is still selected, you go back to the speed bar. The Insert Special pull-down list now has just the two things you can add to a table, borders and captions. You choose to add a border to the table. Finished for now, you save the report out to disk for later distribution and reference. Through the use of a special Pages filter service, you can index, search, and open all saved Pages documents using Digital Librarian. This makes it quick and easy for you to call up all letters, memos, reports, and other archived documents referencing a given topic, policy number, or customer. So far, in a little over 5 minutes, you've created the documents necessary to launch your new corporate program. But other work remains. While Pages excels at word processing chores, it also has powerful page layout capabilities. When combined with Pages design models, these features allow you to create complex, well-designed documents quickly and effectively. The Pages palette shows groups of design elements available to you. Global styles include typefaces, column layout, page size, and body text formatting. Running elements include page numbers, headers, and footers. Text emphasis and inks can be applied. Headline types include titles, fixed heads, heads, and subheads. Placed elements include graphics, captions, rules, borders, and tables. Special text treatments, such as footnotes, listings, extracts, drop caps, and custom paragraph and tab settings are available. Each icon group can be torn off and placed anywhere on the screen for more convenient use. You'll now create a monthly newsletter to be distributed to LTI employees worldwide, starting with just a blank document. First, you click on the graphics icon to bring up the graphics inspector, which lists the styles available under the current design model. You select the letterhead style, then drag the graphics icon out to the desired location on the page. You then choose the actual graphic, which is scaled and placed appropriately. Next, you want a header across the top of each page, with page number and month of publication. You go to the palette and select the header icon, bringing up the headers inspector. You scroll to the desired style and select it. The header now appears at the top of the page. Having done that, you select a text field in the header and enter the newsletter's date. This header, as edited, will automatically be placed on each new page of the newsletter. The newsletter text has been submitted from various sources and collected into a single file. You import this text into the Pages document. Text flows from column to column. Since it won't all fit on one page, another page is automatically added, and the text flows there. You go back to the first page to continue work. Your first task is to promote heads and subheads. As with the report, you select the appropriate text and use the speed bar to promote it to a head. Styling, formatting, and text reflow are automatically handled. Using the same sequence, you select and promote the text below it to a subhead. Note that you could have used command key equivalents to do both tasks. What's more, you can also use the palette to promote or place heads and subheads. To do this, you simply drag the headline icon out onto the page. When you let go of the icon, the headline is placed where you dropped it. Any selected text is cut from where it was and pasted into the headline. In a similar fashion, you can use the other wells in the palette to place or apply other elements. There's no problem if your aim is a bit off. Since the head is an actual object, you can just click on it and drag it to the right location, like this. You now use the Heads Inspector to select a new style. As you do so, all heads in the document are updated automatically. However, you want the subhead style to match the new head style, so you change that as well. Note that you can use either the inspector or the speed bar to change styles, and that both update automatically to reflect the element or text currently selected. You find the default font for this design model a bit too impersonal, and so bring up the Typefaces Inspector, which presents you with a list of preferred fonts for the current design model. None of them appeal to you, so you ask to see all the other fonts available on the system, and you end up choosing Tecton. The text throughout the newsletter is updated to the new font, but Page's special algorithms keep the copy fit the same. This means that document length will stay constant as you choose different fonts. You also want a different font to be used for any headlines, and so use the Typefaces Inspector to select a separate headline font. Additional designer choices are available. After some consideration, you opt for Palatino. The heads and subheads now update to reflect that choice. Next, you decide on a more open look to the newsletter, and so use the speed bar to select a different body text style. The body text inspector now appears and reflects your choice, as does the text in the newsletter. You want full justification, and again use the speed bar to make the change. The body text inspector updates itself to reflect this choice as well. You now go over to the inspector to enable hyphenation. This allows words to break across line boundaries and so gives a more uniform look. You decide to place a graphic with a map of LTI resort sites worldwide in the lead article. To do this, you bring up the graphics inspector, choose a style, select it, and then drag the graphics icon out of the well on the inspector. This well works just like the one in the palette. Again, the graphic is scaled and placed according to the selected style, and text automatically flows around it. As a final touch, you decide to place decorative initials, also known as drop caps, at the start of each news article. To do this, you go to the palette and select the initial well. You then drag the initial icon over the starting paragraph of the first story and release it. The first letter of that paragraph is transformed into a drop cap. You repeat the process for the second story. Note that the opening quotation marks are included in the drop cap as well. You're now done with the first page and need to finish up the rest of the newsletter. First, you promote the headline at the start of the third story by selecting the text, then dragging the head icon over it. The head element then appears in the proper location and style, and the document reformats appropriately. Next, you place an initial on the first paragraph of that story. At this point, you're done, but the second page looks a bit empty, so you think about what to do. Finally, you decide to place a large centered graphic on this page. You bring up the graphics inspector, find the appropriate style, and select it. You then drag the graphics icon over the page and drop it. Pages asks for the file, places the graphic, and then reflows the text around it. However, you think the white space around the graphic looks empty, so something more needs to be done. You go back to the inspector and, with the graphic selected, mark the graphic for image wrapping, that is, having text flow around the actual image. The image is processed, offsets are computed, and the text flow is reformatted appropriately. You're all done, and so save the document out to disk. In less than 15 minutes, you've created a memo, three letters, a report, and a newsletter, all of which look great and reflect a professional corporate image, and you had fun doing it. There's much more to Pages that we haven't covered in this demonstration. Sections, object linking, style sets, preferences, design model transforms, column linking and unlinking, the document manager, the Pages Remote Objects API, and presentations, such as the slides you're looking at right now. Please contact us for more information materials, including our Pages 1.5 brochure, our design model catalog, or even a free copy of the Pages by Pages manual. Please phone us at area code 619-492-9050 or send email to info@pages.com to get these items, or better yet, to order Pages for yourself. Thank you.